Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You have this imagery that is very much like the Nazarite as a priest king, only this is a judge, and this is before the monarchy, because the way of God world with Israel was not to have the monarchy, but he knew that they would demand it at some point in time. So I think they counterfeit everything. So I think they, you know, the demigods were given through their genetics extraordinary gifts, but there was ways to control it. And so I don't know whether that had anything to do with through beguiling, was through enchantments or cutting of hair, but we do know Gilgamesh had a lot of hair, just as Samson had a lot of hair. So, but the Nazarite is not power that is sort of transmitted physically through DNA. That was provided by God and symbolized through the hair, and that he was never to cut it as part of the faith of the Nazarite. And of course, that's what Delilah did. So I think there's some analogies there. But again, I look at that as a polytheist version, a counterfeit version of what God does. They always try and replicate it. They just can't do it the same way.
What is happening? What is up? Hold out your glass, because we're about to fill it up. Welcome to the Prometheus Lens Podcast. And if you're within the sound of my voice, this means that you are an all-access pass holder. And I humbly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for supporting my work. This is part two of Gary Wayne. He laid all the foundations for us in the episode previous, with the gods and the history and the Sumerian texts. Well, now we're going to dive into the meat of the matter of the Epic of Gilgamesh and the interpretations of the great Gary Wayne. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the journey, guys.
As a podcast editor, I know what it's like for long nights. And sitting at the computer and your eyes just start to go down, you're nodding out, trying your best to finish your workload. You can slam down a bunch of monsters and Red Bull and slowly kill yourself. Or you can go with God's Nectar. Kevlar Joe's Coffee Company. They're a proud sponsor of the show. Check those guys out. Many times I drink me some of that Flightline Joe. Perks me up, man. Gets me going. Without all the jitters, helps me power through projects. So help support the show. Help support a brother in Christ. And a small business owner with Kevlar Joe's Coffee Company.
Well, as we go through like the Epic of Gilgamesh, you know, you have the overlying, you know, story and theme of it. I just wanted to kind of go through it just for those that have not read it. And I guess just, a layman's version. And if there's anything in there that stands out to you that you think would blow our minds, I would love for you to share it with us. But like when it starts off, he's the king of Uruk, and it talks about it was a, you know, a great walled city. And it was even quoted that he was the one who knew all things, and he was terrifying like a wild bull. And They even said that the seven sages, the Apkallu, laid the foundations of Uruk. And like we were talking about the connections, you know, that draws parallels with the, you know, the watchers and stuff of the Bible. But he hears about this wild beast of a man called Enkidu from a trapper. And then he sends out a harlot from the temple of Inanna to beguile him. Was there anything with that that you found interesting or stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, that word beguile is to try and take his power away, right?
That's what
this
happened.
This is very similar, but in a different way. That happens with Samson and Delilah. And if we understand that the fallen angels have a counterfeit legal system, a counterfeit control over the world, and they like to counterfeit everything that God does, just as Satan wanted to raise his throne in heaven to be like God, they're going to continue to counterfeit all the way through our ancient history, history today, and into the end time. They're going to try and counterfeit everything to increase their stature and their mythos and to lead people away from God. So you have this king that is a priest king in their tradition. So Gilgamesh, again, is very much like depictions of the Merovingians, like a fisher priest king. Right, it's part of that whole polytheist ideology, and that they had extra powers, including healing. Not only could they heal themselves, but they could heal other people. And the Merovingians were thought to have that same type of thing. The Rephaim were thought to have that same ability in the Ugaritic text.
Even their name means healer, yeah.
Yeah, and so it clearly talks about it in the Ugaritic text that not only could they heal themselves, but they could heal others. Now, whether it was that something as part of their DNA inheritance or was that technology, we don't know. Because a lot of people believe sarcophagi and sarcophagus for individuals would use those as technology to heal themselves. It's also thought that's why you had to take the head of a giant, so that they couldn't heal themselves either through technology or through self-healing, that it was so sudden and quick. That's the only way that you would kill them. Just as David took Goliath, and we get other accounts in the Bible as well. And so...
All right, guys. If you enjoyed that and you want to hear more of the full episode, it's an hour long. With Gary Wayne Part 2, Epic of Gilgamesh. This is for all Access Pass holders. Head on over to PrometheusLens.com. Click the sign up for the members page. Go through those steps. It's real quick. It's real easy. $10 a month or $100 for the whole year. This gets you early access, 48-hour early access to new episodes, members-only episodes like this one, short film documentaries, and much, much more. And I don't want to forget about the private community on the Discord. I've already got lined up private Q&As and lots of good community action going on there. Don't miss out. Until next time, torches high.